Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Let's have a gander at what's going on. Bish Bash Bosh is the headline. That's a really good headline. Bish Bash Boss. Because it was around this time yesterday this happened. Garda Probe's high-end fashion store is looted by Ram Raiders. This is the Hugo Boss store. It was rammed yesterday and they made off with some clothing, some Hugo Boss clothing. Garda are hunting thieves who broke into a high-end fashion store after ramming through the front door in a car yesterday. Burglars caused extensive damage to the front of the Hugo Boss store on Dublin's Grafton Street. I thought all those shops had kind of metal protector doodads to stop cars being able to get through. But obviously not that one. Store boss and Gardaí were still trying to establish the value of what was robbed last night, but it's likely to be in the thousands. So, study finds there are living dinosaurs. Oh, look at that. The biggest creatures that ever roamed Earth laid eggs just like birds, according to the new research, and it added evidence of our feathered friends really are living dinosaurs. So birds are related. So, distantly, but like they've been around a long time. As far as I, somebody tell me, the oldest creature on Earth, those, there, silverfish. You know those little fellas you see, maybe if you have a damp bathroom or something. They're completely harmless, but nobody likes them. They're little centipede lads. You see them. They're the oldest creature on the Earth. Apparently, they can survive everything. BBC Football: moan prank is not a crime. Police say no criminal offences occurred when. Dirty noises, there were moaning noises, were transmitted during a live match of the day on BBC One. Moaning sounds were heard in the background. So the only crime, so it's not a crime to put something in somebody's studio, but the only thing I'm thinking of is the security for the studio for match of the day. They might get fired over that because somebody walked in there and stuck a phone to the back of the chair. How did they get access to that BBC studio? I don't know how open it would be. I mean, everyone's laughing it off, but it would be terrible if somebody got fired for it. Host Gary Lineker said they were caused the hidden phone taped to the back of the set, and it was a YouTube prankster called Daniel Jarvis, and he's put up videos of himself. He's very proud of his work. Roy's back at Lansdowne is the headline. Soccer legend scores plush pad. So there's a very nice. I think this is it's a development on the 6.8-acre site where the Berkeley Court Hotel and Jury's Hotels used to be in Balls Bridge there. And there's some fancy, like they're expensive. Some big names are buying them. Roy Keane apparently is one of the names. He's got himself a nice gaff. Why would he buy himself a gaff in Dublin? Does he have a job here? Does he have a job coming up down the road? Does he? Hmm? Crystal Palace 1, Manchester United 1. Michael Olise's wonder free kick wrecked Man United's bid for a perfect 10. Erik ten Hag's in-form men were on course for a 10th successive win in all competitions, which is some comeback given the start they had this year. Before Olise's dramatic injury time strike for Crystal Palace, the very upset United fans, very upset on social media. Given out they were. And I don't like this news. They really don't like this news, right? Conte out, Tuchel in at Spurs. Thomas Tuchel could be in the frame to take over Conte's job at Spurs. I really don't like Thomas Tuchel. I don't know what it is about him. I just don't like him. I don't want him as the manager for Spurs. I really don't want that. Can somebody do something? Somebody send him an email. Jim doesn't really like you. If you'd like to get into contact with the show for anything at all, you can. You can WhatsApp us now. Say hello. Let us know what's on your mind. Whatever it is. 087-6797-104. For anything at all, it is the Strawberry Alarm Clock. Welcome to Thursday. Okay, so here we go. So, Crossy, you would be no stranger to going to fine dining establishments and putting up the price to share the love of various nice eateries around the city.
Yeah, some of them are very expensive.
Some of them are very expensive. Some of them are very reasonable. That place you had a breakfast in there recently looked really good.
$10.95.
Where was that again?
It's on Haddington Road. It's called High Nelly's.
Oh man,
you could feed about 10 kids off the plate that
that's
I got.
That's a hangover one. That's a
wow.
I always call that a fly to New York one. So if I was going an Atlantic flight, I'd have a big breakfast, and you don't have to eat again then.
Good idea.
So here we go. Here is the thing. So Ireland's favourite cafe has been slammed for... I'm going to give you the bill now. You're going to tell me how much everything was. This is Bewley's on Grafton Street. This is the receipt that somebody put up, right? The way you do it at the end of your TikToks.
Yeah.
Right. One hot chocolate, one Irish breakfast tea. You probably know this because you...
I've got my calculator out now just to kind of see.
Okay, so there's four items, right? One hot chocolate, one Irish breakfast, so a cup of tea, right? One coffee eclair and one dark chocolate cookie.
I would say...
No gratuity. So what was the total?
I would say you're coming close to €20, if not a tiny bit over it.
You are over €20 there.
I thought so, yeah.
It's €22.60 for those four things.
Crazy.
€22.60 for a cup of tea, a hot chocolate and two... Now, the cakes I get, right? So the coffee eclair was $7.60. So that really brought the thing. So let's just see. The hot chocolate was... Hang on a second. Is that... The hot chocolate was £8.
Yeah. My mum actually got one around Christmas time as well in there. That's the only reason why
I
know.
It's big. Like, it's a massive... Like, you wouldn't...
It's just normal.
Is there a giant marshmallow in it? Like, what's the story?
I think when you go in there, you're paying for the experience, the culture, the music in the background, the way it's homemade and all that. Because it is quite expensive. There's a lot of places like that at the minute.
The cup of tea is $4.10.
$4.10 for a cup of tea.
That's just hot water in a tea bag. Wow. I thought Bewley's was cheaper than that.
I stuck it up my Instagram before saying, look, we need to start finding out all these cheap places. And that's how High Nelly's came about, because someone said, you need to go in here. It's great value. You can never win. You can never win.
Bewley's on Graft Street prides itself on its in-house hot chocolate, which is served with mini marshmallows. Okay, cream and orange chocolate shavings. Okay, so it's fancy. Okay, so yeah, well, if you're pushing the boat out, like, you know.
Shavings, that adds an extra euro onto it. It's not just a couple of chocolate bits on it.
It's just in the paper today. There's loads of places that are expensive. But... I know people who make a point of going... What's the other place that's famous for its hot chocolate in Dublin?
Butler's.
Butler's, yeah. The one on... Is it Wicklow Street?
There's one on Wicklow Street, yeah.
And I know people, and they just say it's not Christmas till they go in there and they have their hot chocolate and then they go and do their shopping. So
it's a nice idea. Yeah. My mom came up for Christmas and she went there, and then she went to a place in Temple Bar. She's an 80... I'm giving out to her going, what are you doing going there? 9 notes.
What?
For a pint.
Wow.
€9. Nine.
Okay. Let's all share the stories, right? What's the most expensive thing you've ever... Like, you buy something and you think, eh. This is different. I was in France, okay? And I went and I got two drinks and two Cokes. So it's like a spirits, two, like, single.
Yeah.
So, you know, the fella who goes up the beanstalk and some Cokes, right? Always drink responsibly. In fact, don't drink at all. Right, so I had one for me, one for her. How much?
Oh, Jim, I'd say it was over 10 each.
€50.
No!
50.
That is just scandalous.
25 each. Now, it was in a hotel, and I like the price of 50.
That is scandalous.
I know. I just come back from the... Like, Jesus. We're on holidays. It's like... Do you know, guess how much that was?
Because you usually do say, beep it, we're on our holidays.
Yeah, but like, you know, and it was really hot and we were just back from a big day out and it was like, oh, we'll sit in the bar and we'll have a little, you know.
Saw like, you coming.
Oh, man. Well, I didn't go, I never got one out again. That was the end of that. 50 snots.
I love
Ooh la la, as they say in France.
Sorry, that is madness.
And I wasn't going to turn it, I just was like, oh God, okay, I'm on holidays. I learned my lesson. I'll get a link out of it in 10 years.
104's Dish the Dirt. With Mooney's Hyundai Long Mile Road and Dean's Grange. Home of World Car of the Year. Ioniq 5. See epmooney.ie.
Madonna is going back on tour for 2023. Fans have been giving her out online about the world, all over the world, about the price of some of the tickets. She still hasn't announced an Irish date. I don't know if she will.
Usually,
here for a long time.
Usually it would have been announced by now, I'd say.
Well, they might see how the first tickets sell and then make the rest of it. But yeah, there's a promo video of Madonna announcing the tour with the help of some celebrity friends, including Amy Schumer.
Madonna.
Yeah.
I dare you to do a world tour and play your greatest hits.
Okay. 4 decades? 40 years?
We're talking tropical on the island breeze. Yeah. All of nature wild and free. This is where I long to be. La isla bonita.
Wait, hold up. That's a lot of songs. You think people would come to that show?
I'll be there.
Well, I'll be there.
You there?
Oh, yeah, I'm there.
There?
Okay, so the answer is yeah.
I saw her once in London. Not by choice. And it was, she was,
you're not a fan, are you? The whole,
I am. Actually, you know, I love her songs, but I think her live stuff was none of it was live.
Yeah, she was mucking the Aviva. If you went to see her in the Aviva, it was half empty.
She was, it was all recorded except for one slow song, and she murdered that. She did Imagine by John Lennon, and it was like, and it was, oh,
no, thank
nails
you.
On a blackboard. James Norton has been talking about playing a villain in Happy Valley. He was on the BBC last night, and he really is a nasty, nasty guy in this show, but he's a lovely guy in real life.
I mean, I love it. I for a long time I felt like I should say how kind of troubling and sort of much it cost me to play, but the truth is it's really fun. I mean, obviously the really despicable stuff is very, and the violence is complicated
course,
to play, but the feeling of wandering around in that boiler suit, you know, and people giving you kind of wide berths, which doesn't happen to me in real life, you'd be surprised to hear. It's incredibly empowering. I kind of love it.
And Ian Sterling, I was on TV yesterday, and he was asked in an interview, have you asked Maya Jama for a chat yet? And he went, well, my wife, who's the ex-host, would probably not like that. I'm not too sure. Right now, some strawberry messages.
I like eating marmalade. I like eating marmalade. I like eating marmalade. I shove it in my face. If I had a girlfriend, she'd be my marmalady. We get married and we would have a marmalade, baby. I like eating marmalade, the oranges from Spain. I like eating so much marmalade, it gives me tummy pain. It's better than jam, it's better than honey. Marmalade, I think you'll find is very, very yummy.
Discover Navin. Want to get away from it all? Want to feel away from everything? Featuring no railway station at all and no central bus station. Spend some time in Ireland's fifth largest town. Navin has it all. Discover Navin. Are you Navin fun yet? Birthplace of Sir Francis Beaufort and Pierce Brosnan and Hector. Stroll up Bruce Hill and visit the chip shop for some chips. Putting the me into mead. I'm Navin the crack lads. Discover Navin. Somebody has to. I spent years trying to get rid of the.
Oh, great.
Tat for lads. It's the Tat Shop, aimed at lads and dads. Is the man in your life hard to buy a present for? Well, Tat for Lads is the perfect shop to buy them something they don't need, like a golf ball cleaning set.
Oh, brilliant.
A chessboard made out of pint glasses.
Wow.
Or a football that's also a Swiss Army knife.
What?
A hilarious hat that says party animal. Yeah, it's Tat for Lads. The stuff that they'll open and never use. Thank you.
Cheers.
Questions.
60 seconds.
€1,000.
FM 104's Instagram.
With Miss
quote.ie. Specialists in women's car insurance. Going the extra mile to get you great deals. See missquote.ie.
So the high score this year is Danny the Girl on 8. She shares that with Cian, Sinead and Andrew. They have all scored 8. Nobody's got any higher than that in 2023 so far. But today it's Sophie's chance. How are you, Sophie?
How are you?
I'm all right. How are you?
Good.
Yeah.
Sophie's from the Brack. How is Ballybrack this morning?
That's good. Grand. Cold.
Yeah. Do you go to the Igo or the Ramblers?
Neither.
Okay. Fair enough. Bit of local, but no. So, have you, the question we always ask Sophie, have we ever scored a 10?
I have. I did yesterday.
Oh, brilliant. Okay. Yeah. So, you're confident that your confidence levels are up?
Yeah.
Right, let's get straight into it, Sophie. Right, let's do this.
Yep.
The game starts in 3, 2, 1.
What's the main ingredient of a frittata?
Eggs.
In nautical terms, what do port and starboard stand for?
Left and right.
What sport does Rafael Nadal play?
Football. No, tennis.
Boyle is in what county?
Offaly.
True or false, Brandon Flowers is the lead singer of Arctic Monkeys?
False.
What car manufacturer make the Accord?
Honda.
Hips Don't Lie and Whenever Wherever are hits for which female artist?
Shakira.
What five-letter word starting with O also means to happen?
Often.
Which is closer to Dublin as the crow flies, Cardiff or Liverpool?
Liverpool.
Andy Wymond was an I'm a Celebrity finalist in 2019. What character in Coronation Street does he play?
Oh, no idea. Pass.
Oh.
Thank God you got more wrong, because that one there was very sticky, wasn't it?
Which the...
Yeah.
The one about tennis when she said football. And they said, no, tennis.
I know. Yeah.
Well, now you see now the rules now, Sophie. The rules.
I know.
You know the rules. Sophie knows the rules. I have to accept your first answer. Which, if you got 9... would have meant you would have lost. And then everyone would have been shouting at me, give her the money, Jim, it's January, and I would have been the panto villain.
Yeah.
But it's not the only one you got wrong, so we don't have to worry about that. So, eggs was right. Starboard and port and starboard, yeah, left and right. Tennis. Roscommon is where Boyle is. Brandon Flowers is not the lead singer of the Arctic Monkeys, he's the lead singer of the Killers. Honda was right. Shakira was right. The five-letter word starting with O, which means to happen, is occur.
Oh.
Occur. And Liverpool is closer, as the crow flies. And Andy Waymont plays Kirk in Carrie. He was also
I've never watched Carrie.
Yeah, he was also in the Royal Family and stuff like that. Yeah. If you don't watch the soaps, that one would have got you. So, how did you do? 6 today, Sophie. Not too bad.
Okay.
All right?
Yeah. Okay, thanks.
Cheers, Sophie. There you go.
Every time I hear or read the word occur, I think of Gavin and Stacey. What's occurring?
What's occurring? Oh, what's occurring? Well, she got a 6. The 8 Club are still safe. I want to bring you this new movie that is coming to cinemas very soon.
From the director Martin McDonagh comes a new film that will warm your heart and haunt your dreams. Starring Colin Farrell and Brendan Gleeson as two friends on an island.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive and June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive and June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Listen to music. The Banshees of Ed Sheeran. My bad habits lead to... Yeah, you got me singing like... Featuring a stunning performance by Ed Sheeran as Ed Sheeran in The Banshees of Ed Sheeran. Darling, you tonight. Critics are calling this Ed Sheeran's greatest work yet, although it does sound a little bit like TLC and Marvin Gaye. The Banshees of Ed Sheeran in cinemas soon.
Now, FM 104's Dish the Dirt. With Mooney's Hyundai Long Mile Road and Dean's Grange. Home of World Car of the Year. Ioniq 5. CEPMooney.ie.
So Jennifer Coolidge is starring in Shotgun Wedding with Jennifer Lopez and Lenny Kravitz. He's a good actor. It's out on Amazon Prime at the end of this month, and there's a lot of memes doing the rounds in a line from Jennifer in The White Lotus where she says, "These gays are trying to murder me." Variety magazine asked her about it. So there's loads of these knocking around, is there?
Oh, everyone's talking. These gays are trying to murder me.
She's got a gun.
She's got a gun and she's shooting all the gays. Anyway, it's very funny if you watch it, but she's been talking about it.
What are you doing?
I'm all right.
Are the gays trying to murder you here?
Yes.
Does every gay come up to you now and be like, "I want to murder you"?
Yeah, well, no, they do sing that song.
Yeah.
These gays. You know, because a lot of these nightclubs, it's the last song of the night. These gays.
This is what you've been working for all these years.
I know, it's
like full circle.
Yes, I know. I didn't know this was the moment.
Britney Spears has posted an Insta story referencing the TMZ article. So last week, TMZ reported that she was erratic while getting food. A fan was pestering her, looking for a photo while she was having her food, and someone was filming it. And using a cat filter, Britney and Sam spoke about the incident.
All right, so the best thing about the TMZ video to me personally, I'm starving, was the pasta. What if I jumped from one table to the next in the video and I ate the pasta? Would it be hot?
Like a cat.
Yeah, I got what I wanted.
Is that Britney?
That's Britney. Whatever filter she's using with the cat.
So it changes her voice,
too? It changes her voice. I feel so sorry for her. Everyone's after her. It's the same, basically. It's what happened 20 years ago is happening again.
They're just hounding her.
Hounding her.
Leave her alone. Now, she's putting stuff out herself as well, so that's not helping.
Yeah, she is. I know recently Beyonce asked if she'd do a song with her, and something happened that it didn't happen. So hopefully, you know, someone like Beyonce will take her by the hand.
Jennifer Lopez has told Jimmy Kimmel why she had two weddings last year. She said she was so stressed about the actual wedding that Ben decided to change it. And it sounds like a movie.
And I don't know if you guys know this, but 20 years ago, we were supposed to get married.
I'd read that.
And it kind of all fell apart back then. And and this time, it was like, we still had a... I absolutely had a little PTSD. And so I was just like, is this happening? Is this really happening? And we were so happy. And of course, it was happening. But I just felt like the wedding was so stressful. And one day, Ben just says... Okay, let's just go to Vegas and get married tonight. And I was like...
It was that day. That day. Wow.
We had a big wedding planning meeting, and no, it's not. We can't get married in Savannah. They were like, you really shouldn't do it there. Maybe we should go to Italy. You don't want to do it in the States. I was like, no, I want to, that's where I want to do it.
It sounds good. I have a great story for you. Okay. Love Island, you know, you're watching now, you're kind of going, oh, I'd love if it was someone who were in their 50s or 60s. It's actually happening. This summer, it's going to be called a romance retreat. It's going to be on ITV, which means it's going to be on Virgin. And it's going to be incredible. Rumour is Davina McCall is going to be presenting it.
Right, okay.
Imagine, you know, because when you're 40s or 50s, you've got life sorted. You're grand. You're sick of all of that. You know, if you want your belly hanging out, if you want whatever, you're comfortable.
Yeah, I saw Davina was talking about this. She heard about this show coming up, and she contacted the TV company and said, I have to present that. She said half her mates would be brilliant on it.
So it's been confirmed.
They're all coming out of divorces and stuff. And they'd love it.
Imagine all the roaring.
Yeah.
There's nothing but stakes now here now. It's me and the kids now. It's going to be unreal.
They would be less sort of careful of themselves because all these people in Love Island, they're all social media. They're watching everything they say. So maybe, yeah, that could be fun. What's it going to be called?
The Romance Retreat.
Romance Retreat.
Live.
I will retreat from the Romance Retreat. So, Ekansu's in trouble. So, well, she's not really in trouble, but people have complained. So, Ekansu appeared on Dancing on Ice. And there were scores of complaints over Ekansu's, her outfit, right?
Okay.
So, it's pre-Watershed, but it's a nude body stocking. So, she wasn't in the nude, but the colour of her stocking that she was wearing was skin colour. And she was wearing kind of a silver outfit. Like this, I'm looking at it here, it doesn't look anything that different to what you'd see on any of those dancing shows.
You'd know that it was tights.
You would, like,
so, like, that's, yeah.
So it's body stocking, so yeah.
She looks great.
Cassie, like, ooh.
And see the problem, kids, you're going to bed early tonight.
Not too bad yourself, sir. So UK Telly Watchdog said they got 112 complaints about the wardrobe choice, but like it seems for like a dancing show, like that's what dancers wear. They wear, you know, skimpy outfits and, you know, shiny things and...
Yeah,
it's not
wonder,
like she was in the nip.
I wonder are there people just out there who watch TV shows just to moan about them because...
Oh yeah, you should have a look at Twitter. That's exactly what they do. And it's funny, when a show, say a new show starts on TV, within the first seconds, go look at Twitter and look at the hashtag and it's like, this is rubbish. It hasn't even started.
Speaking of rubbish, I turned on the TV yesterday at about 2 o'clock. Steph's Packed Lunch. Do you ever watch it?
Yes.
If you're working from home, it's a bit wild. I won't lie. It's a bit odd from time to time.
It's very strange.
They had a fella on.
At one point, they had no viewers. They were getting zeros. Yeah, yeah.
It's based in Leeds, and they had a fella on yesterday with your man from Saturday Kitchen, from Sunday Brunch.
Simon Rimmer. Yeah.
And the three of them were talking to a fella who collects bins. As in, he has a thing where he collects rubbish bins. And they had the bins in front of them, and he was going by every single bin going, well, I like the lid on this one. The flap on this one's really good. The wheels... And I'm kind of going, I'm waiting for the punchline.
Was it done in a serious way?
In a serious way. Steph and your man Simon were so into it that they started getting photographs from people going, this was in Leeds.
Guy Simon is big into bins.
He's
mentioned it before. Yeah, that's his thing.
So is that why then they had...
Maybe, yeah, it's a very strange show.
I was watching
And they're still socially distancing and everything on that show.
I noticed that.
As if it's like lockdown, like they haven't moved back towards each other at all.
The chairs are quite far away from each other.
Yeah.
They had a female priest on the other day and they had another guy and she was talking about something wild. I was going, what is this show?
It is a weird show.
I think it'd be good at 11 o'clock at night if you're watching it.
It's the kind of thing that I would watch a little bit. I love when TV is really, when it's not polished, you know? I really miss City Channel. Do you ever remember City Channel?
Oh, I went for a job there before.
That was one of my favourite things on, like, because it was so bad, it was great. It was just brilliant.
Remember your man who used to go around reviewing food?
Yes.
This is way before TikTok.
I remember he was reviewing a place in Bray. I'll never forget it. And the guy was going into the detail of it. And he's going, what can people expect when they come to your restaurant? It was like it was a pub grub place. Well, you know, we have tables here and you'll see that they have chairs beside them. And, you know, should the clientele want to eat with the food, we have knives and forks there on the table and salt and pepper shakers as well. I swear to God. And we have napkins there, should you. And then if it's a sunny day, you can sit outside in the beer garden. But you can also, on a very cold day, come in beside the fireplace there and have your meal. And that way you won't be outside and you won't get rain and cold on you. And also, if you want a drink of something, we have drinks. And we have Phil. It was brilliant.
But like, see, this is why we want shows like that.
TV's too good now.
Yeah. We want the unpolished version. Yeah. City Channel, come back.
I loved it.
All is forgiven.
And they used to put up like dramas that were shot by kids in school and stuff like that. And they were really bad, but they were good. And all these kids were getting a chance to act and stuff. It was good.
That is good. And it was based out in Sandyford, I think.
Oh yeah, was it? I thought it was just a computer that was plugged in somewhere.
Someone's room. Me ma's room out the back.
Anyway.
That is very good.
That Steph's packed lunch is the closest thing you're going to get to it.
Yeah, if you're working from home today or if you're off, just stick it on Channel 4. It's on between, I think, 12 and half 2.
Yeah, it's one of those shows where somebody will say something and everyone just fall around and play, and you're kind of thinking, am I missing something there? It's like, what?
No one's in on the joke bar yourself at home watching on the couch.
And there's about 4 presenters. It's so odd.
Yeah, it's very odd. There's a thing about, remember Quiet Quitting Before Christmas? Everyone was talking about, you know, basically you'll go up to a certain stage and then you'll say, right, I'm out of here.
Yeah. Well, it's Quiet Quitting, just you just do the bare minimum.
And then eventually say goodbye.
And eventually they let you go.
There's now a new one for 2023. It's called Loud Quitting.
So how do you do that?
So you're walking around the office going, I hate this play, I'm over it.
I know loads of people like that.
Yeah, so this guy has termed it. He said the only problem is what loud quitting is. You should never do it to colleagues. You have to do it to your boss. And you have to go in and say, right, I've got a job opportunity somewhere else, or I'm leaving, I'm quitting the country. And they're supposed to then say, right, I'll give you an extra 10 grand, 20 grand, 30 grand, or an extra
to try and stay, is it?
To try and stay.
Oh.
But the only issue is that people are loud quitting in the office and not between four walls with your boss.
Oh.
So people are saying, probably not the way to do it.
That's a private conversation there, no?
But like, there's always someone in every office or factory or wherever you are that loud quits every day. I'm sick of this. I'm over it. I'm done.
That's what I mean. Like everybody I know pretty much will say, oh God.
There's a fella who used to work here years ago. He used to always do it. And then one day he just quit. And we were all so shocked because...
He did it.
He did it. So I was like, oh wow, you actually did do it. After 15 years of saying you were going to quit, you've finally done it.
Well, maybe you should.
Yeah.
If you're not that happy.
Oh, you're getting a text now. Is this it? Loud quitting.
Dear Jim, no, it's not.
Get out of here.
If you ever want to wind up somebody you know, somebody you love, do get in touch. 087-6797-104. Put the word prank in so we can find it amongst all the other messages. And if you want to do it. Because somebody did that with us, with this guy. And we gave him a buzz and accused him of cheating at golf.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Here we go.
Everybody, quiet on set.
Hello?
Hello, can I speak to Thomas Nolan, please?
Speaking.
My name is Gary O'Brien, Thomas. I work with HR Security. Is now a good time to talk to you?
It is, yeah.
We're just working at the moment in Kilcock Golf Club. You're a member there, are you?
I am.
Were you there on the 29th of September? It was a Sunday.
What's this in relation to? This is weird.
Well, you do golf there, do you? On the
weekends, absolutely, yeah.
Yeah. There's been accusations of people cheating with their scorecards.
Okay.
Can you remember you were there on that day? The 29th of September was a Sunday. Basically, can you just walk me through what happened that day, if you can?
I will try my best, yeah.
All right, okay, go for it.
I don't recall ever thinking that anybody was cheating.
Yeah, well, there's no need to admit it straight away. Like, you know, we just want to see what happened on the day. I mean, you don't have to come clean straight away. If you just give us the details as you remember them, and we can piece it together ourselves, you know?
But who cheated?
That's what we want to find out.
Is there anything wrong with my cards, personally?
This is what we're trying to ascertain, do you know what I mean? If you can just give me more information there, yeah?
Well, I've no idea. I mean, it's not about September, I know it's not that long ago, but...
We see the car here now. Silver Golf, would that be...
Jesus, actually, and I've got my new car since, yeah, so...
You were driving a Silver Golf, you can confirm that.
Silver Golf, there,
yeah.
Time,
yeah. All right, yeah, I have that anyway. Go ahead.
But I've no information to tell you because I can't, like, what
okay, how many holes do you normally play then?
18, it would have been 18,
it would have been
18,
okay, so you can confirm you played 18 holes that day with your friend.
Yeah.
All right.
With my friend? I've never brought somebody up there with me.
Oh.
I've always played on my own up in Kirkcock as a member.
Right, was there a competition on the day?
Yeah, it would have been, I've never booked into anything else.
Right.
Unless, hang on a second now.
Oh, yeah.
Unless the 29th of September... What day? It's a Sunday.
That's right.
What time do we tee off at?
12:50, exactly.
12:50 on
a
Sunday?
Yeah, we have you there 12:50. 10 to 1, that is.
And so it was competition because you want to know we were cheating. So I couldn't have had anybody with me.
Yeah.
Yeah, so...
Four ball.
The three guys I'm playing with on this day, I don't know any of them.
Oh.
That's the problem, you see. That's why I'm confused. I have never played with anybody at Kilcock that I know.
The man that's dealing with the members in Kilcock that have actually been come out and accused you of all this.
They've accused me?
Sorry?
They've accused me?
Oh, did I? Sorry, I didn't mean to.
Sorry?
Sorry?
Did you say that I've been accused?
No, I shouldn't have said anything. I shouldn't have said that in there now.
This is a very bizarre phone. Who are you?
My name is Gary O'Brien. I'm with HR Security, yeah?
I've never cheated. I love sport, okay?
That's besides the point.
Golf is only cheating.
Listen,
yourself.
Tiger Woods loves sport, you know, Armstrong.
Cheating in golf is only cheating yourself.
All right.
Okay, I have never ever cheated in my life. In fact, you know what? I had one card I played with in Elfile, and he filled it out wrong. He gave me a 92, and I actually carded a 90, and I was like, oh, you know, I'm not even going to say anything.
Oh, yeah,
you know?
give us his name.
I couldn't recall. Old. He was a very old guy.
Bit of a Borty there, are you?
Sorry?
Not recalling things, details.
Wow, you actually accused me of being a cheater. What did I do? I never even won that in Kilcock.
If the golf club fits, yeah?
Sorry?
If the golf glove fits, yeah?
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. That there's a lot of evidence here weighed up against you there.
For cheating?
Hmm.
I've never cheated in my life.
Oh, yeah.
Why? This doesn't sound normal. You've been smarting me on the phone.
I'm not. Listen, this is what we call an investigation. You're in the middle of an investigation now. And what are you going to do about it?
I'm not going to do anything.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, but what do you want me to do? I'd never cheated at golf in my life. If somebody cheats and wins...
Put your right hand up and swear.
Are you trying to wind me up?
No, I know. Listen, like...
I'll tell you what. Come down to my job, because you seem to get me numbers from my job. Where'd you get the number from my job?
It was on the records here, yeah?
I'll tell you what. I'll drive up to Kilcock later on and I'll meet you and we'll talk about it.
Listen, can we just... Listen, you're getting a bit upset there. So listen, I just want you...
Yeah, I am getting upset. You called me a cheater.
Right, I didn't call you a cheater.
And you messed up. You're not very good at your job, are you?
We're all friends here. Come on, relax.
We're not friends. Who cheated? I did not cheat.
I'm here to help you, to help me.
You're not going to help me.
To solve this crime.
Of somebody cheating with the
cards. Yeah?
I don't need any help off you.
Right.
Do you understand me?
Listen, I'm going to have to bring in me boss in here. Sorry, I didn't want it to come to this. Tommy Barbarella. Go on, Tommy.
Hello, is that Thomas Nolan?
It is.
Basically, what he was saying is you're not under oath at the moment. There's no need to get all surety about it, you know? Save that for the judge.
You've made an accusation. So, he asked me for information about a day I can't even remember. All I know is that I've never, ever cheated in a game of golf in my life.
All right. Well, on the 17th hole, what did you do with the ball?
What do you mean what they do with the ball? There's no idea.
You tell me what you did with the ball. I can see it in the camera here. You tell me what you did with the ball. Tell me what you did with the ball. Tell me what you did with the ball.
That's not my idea.
We can all go home.
You tell me what I did with the ball.
You picked up the ball. You polished it. And you f***ed it in a bush.
I f***ed it in a bush?
You f***ed the ball in a bush, you box. We've seen you.
This is a wind-up, isn't it?
You dropped a clean ball down through your trousers onto the floor.
Yeah, but who is this?
Glenn set you up. You're on the strawberry alarm clock on F104.
No way, no f***ing way. No way. Oh my God, Chucky, you went big.
Chucky.
Jim and Nobby, I love them.
Chucky's in love.
Oh, yous are good.
Oh, man.
Oh, no, we just caught in a wind-up. What the f***?
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands.
and they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.